Welcome to another edition of Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. This monthly periodical of the Reserve Bank helps keep abreast with new developments and important policy initiatives taken by the Reserve Bank during the month of February in the world of money and credit. MCIR can be accessed at https://mcir.rbi.org.in as well as by scanning the QR code. Through this communication tool, we aim to share information, educate, and stay in touch while ensuring factual accuracy and consistency in disseminating the information. Coming up first is monetary policy, resolution of the MPC. On the basis of an assessment of the current and evolving macroeconomic situation, the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, at its meeting held on February 10, 2022, decided to keep the policy repo rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility, LAF, unchanged at 4%. The reverse repo rate under LAF remains unchanged at 3.35% and the Marginal Standing Facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 4.25%. The MPC also decided to continue with the accommodative stance as long as necessary to revive and sustain growth on a durable basis and continue to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on the economy, while ensuring that inflation remains within the target going forward. These decisions are in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for Consumer Price Index CPI inflation of 4% within the band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth. Statement on developmental and regulatory policies. 1. Liquidity measures. A. Extension of term liquidity facility of 50,000 crore rupees to emergency health services. An on-tap liquidity window of 50,000 crore rupees at the repo rate with tenors of up to 3 years was announced in May 2021 to boost provision of immediate liquidity for revamping up COVID-19 related healthcare infrastructure and services in the country. Banks were incentivized for quick delivery of credit under schemes through the extension of priority sector classification to such lending up to March 31, 2022. Banks were eligible to park their surplus liquidity up to the size of the COVID-19 loan book with the Reserve Bank under the reverse repo window at a rate of 25 basis points lower than the repo rate. The Reserve Bank proposed to extend this window up to June 30, 2022 from March 31, 2022. B. Extension of on-tap liquidity window for certain contact-intensive sectors. The separate liquidity window of 15,000 crore rupees was opened in June 2021 at the repo rate with tenors of up to 3 years available till March 31, 2022 for certain contact-intensive centers. By way of an incentive, such banks were eligible to park their surplus liquidity up to the size of COVID-19 loan book created under this scheme with the Reserve Bank. In view of the response to the scheme, the Reserve Bank proposed to extend liquidity window up to June 30, 2022. 2. Financial markets. A. Voluntary retention route, VRR, enhancement of limits. The VRR for investments in government and corporate debt securities by foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, was introduced in March 2019 with a dedicated investment limit of 1,50,000 crore rupees. Given the positive response to the VRR, the Reserve Bank proposed to increase the investment limit under VRR by 1 lakh crore rupees to 2,50,000 crore rupees with effect from April 1, 2022. B. Foreign currency settled rupee derivatives market. With a view to provide a fillip to the interest rate derivatives market in the country, removing the segmentation between onshore and offshore markets and improving the efficiency of price discovery, it has been decided to allow banks in India to undertake transactions in the offshore foreign currency settled overnight index swap FCS-OIS market with non-residents and other market makers. Banks may participate through their branches in India, their foreign branches, or through their IFSC banking units. Continuing with the topic monetary policy, payment and settlement system. A. Enhancement of cap under e-rupee. The e-rupee prepaid digital voucher, which is a person-specific and purpose-specific cashless voucher with a cap of 10,000 rupees per voucher, can be used or redeemed only once. To to facilitate digital delivery of various government schemes to the beneficiaries, the Reserve Bank proposed to increase the cap on account of e-rupee vouchers issued by governments to 1 lakh rupees per voucher and allow the use of e-rupee voucher multiple times. B. Better infrastructure for MSME receivables. The amount of the National Automated Clearing House NACH mandate for discounting or financing of receivables of micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs is capped at 1 crore rupees. In view of the growing liquidity requirements of the MSMEs and requests received from the TREDS platforms, it is proposed to increase the NACH mandate limit to 3 crore rupees for TREDS settlements. 4. Regulation and supervision. The Reserve Bank proposed to issue guidelines addressing risk management framework for IT outsourcing, managing concentration risks, periodic risk assessment, outsourcing to foreign service providers, information security governance and controls, business continuity management, and information systems audit. Accordingly, two draft directions will be issued for comments of stakeholders and members of the public. 1. Reserve Bank of India IT Outsourcing Directions 2022, and 2. Reserve Bank of India Information Technology Governance Risks, Controls and Assurance Practices Directions 2022. Minutes of the MPC meeting. The 33rd meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, constituted under Section 45ZB of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, was held from February 8 to 10, 2022. As per Section 45ZL of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Reserve Bank published on the 14th day after the meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee the minutes of the proceedings of the meeting. Moving ahead, regulation. The Reserve Bank of India released the following master circulars and other master directions in the month of February 2022. 1. Master Circular Asset Reconstruction Companies, released on February 10, 2022. Rupee Interest Rate Derivatives Reserve Bank Directions Review, February 10, 2022. Transactions and Credit Default Swap, CDS, by Foreign Portfolio Investors Operational Instructions, February 10, 2022. Master Directions Reserve Bank of India Credit Derivatives Directions 2022, released on February 10, 2022. Prudential Norms on Income Recognition, Asset Classification and Provisioning Pertaining to Advances Clarifications, issued on February 15, 2022. New Definition of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Clarification, released on February 18, 2022. And finally, Master Circulars Housing Finance, released on 18th of February 2022. Regulations Review Authority. With an objective to reduce the compliance burden on regulated entities REs, Regulations Review Authority RRA had recommended withdrawal of 150 circulars in the first tranche of recommendations in November 2021. In continuation of the exercise, RRA has now recommended the withdrawal of additional 100 circulars in the second tranche of recommendations. Inclusion in the second schedule. The Reserve Bank on February 18, 2022 advised that the name of Sikkim State Cooperative Bank Limited has been included in the second schedule to the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. Banking Regulation Act 1949. The Reserve Bank on February 18, 2022 issued directions under Section 35A, read with Section 56 of the Banking Regulation Act 1949 to Deccan Urban Cooperative Bank Limited, Vijaypura, for extension of the period of operation for a further period of 3 months from February 20, 2022 to May 19, 2022, subject to review. Coming to banker to government, central government transactions. In view of the ensuing closing of government accounts for the financial year 2021-22, the Government of India decided that the date of closure of residual transactions for the month of March 2022 be fixed as April 11, 2022. Moving on now with payment and settlement systems, prepaid payment instruments. The Reserve Bank on February 22, 2022 informed that a company, namely S-Rai Tech Private Limited, is operating a semi-closed prepaid instrument through its carpooling app S-Rai without obtaining the required authorization from the Reserve Bank under the provisions of the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, and has urged members to exercise utmost caution while using such application or applications dealing with and before parting with their money to any such unauthorized entity. Payment and Settlement Systems Regulations. The Reserve Bank in February 2022 amended Payment and Settlement Systems Regulations 2008 in exercise of the powers conferred by Subsection 1, read with clauses B to F of Subsection 2 of Section 38 of the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, 51 of 2007. In the area of supervision, core financial services solution, the Reserve Bank on February 23, 2022, revised the regulatory framework for non-banking financial companies in terms of which NBFCs with 10 and more branches are mandated to adopt core banking solution. Accordingly, NBFCs middle layer and NBFCs upper layer with 10 and more fixed point service delivery units shall be mandatorily required to implement core financial services solution CFSS akin to the core banking solution CBS from October 1, 2022. Moving on now to financial inclusion and development. Financial Literacy Week 2022. The Reserve Bank has been conducting Financial Literacy Week FLW every year since 2016 to propagate financial education messages on various themes among members of public across the country. The theme selected for current year FLW between February 14 to 18, 2022 is Go Digital, Go Secure. This theme is one of the strategic objectives of the National Strategy for Financial Education 2020-2025. Focus will be on creating awareness about A. convenience of digital transactions, B. security of digital transactions, and C. protection of customers. Banks have been advised to disseminate information and create awareness among their customers and general public. The Reserve Bank will also undertake mass media campaign to disseminate essential financial awareness messages to the general public. Moving ahead, foreign exchange management. Unauthorized forex trading. The Reserve Bank cautioned the public not to undertake forex transactions on unauthorized electronic trading platforms, ETPs, or remit or deposit money for such unauthorized transactions. The cautionary advice was issued after Reserve Bank noticed misleading advertisements of unauthorized ETPs offering forex trading facilities to Indian residents, engaging agents who personally contact gullible people to undertake forex trading or investment schemes, and many residents losing money through such trading or schemes. Investment limit under VRR. The Reserve Bank on February 10, 2022 increased the investment limit under the VRR from 1,50,000 crore rupees to 2,50,000 crore rupees with effect from April 1, 2022. Reserve Bank announces US dollar INR swap. The Reserve Bank on February 21, 2022 decided to undertake sell or buy swap auction of $5 billion US dollars on March 8, 2022. The auction will be multiple price based, that is, successful bids will be accepted at their respective quoted premiums, if any. Let's take a look at the RBI bulletin. The Reserve Bank released its monthly bulletin on February 16, 2022. The bulletin includes monetary policy statement, February 10, 2022, one speech, four articles, and current statistics. The four articles are: 1. State of the economy. Domestic macroeconomic conditions are striking a path that is diverging from global developments. In India, the recovery in economic activity is gaining strength and traction as it emerges from the third wave. Both manufacturing and services remain in expansion with optimism on demand parameters and uptick in consumer and business confidence. As businesses return to a new normal, the job landscape is expected to improve. Farm sector conditions remain, albeit robust, with some signs of rural demand slackening. Even as monetary policy remains accommodative, global spillovers have led to a tightening of financial conditions. The second article is about zombies and the process of creative destruction. The article examines how zombie firms respond to countercyclical monetary policy in India. It also explores whether monetary policy hinders the process of creative destruction by allocating credit flows to zombie firms during the periods of economic slowdown. The third article is about the bad banks as good Samaritans, lessons from cross-country experience for India. The cross-country experience in management of non-performing assets, NPAs, suggests that establishment of a bad bank proves most effective when it has adequate government and legal backing. In the Indian context, the setting up of the National Asset Reconstruction Company Limited, NARCL, with a clear mandate and an explicit government guarantee will help in alleviating the financial stress on commercial banks. NARCL will be an additional mechanism for resolution of large stressed assets, complementing the activities of the existing asset management companies. And the fourth article was about impact of COVID-19 on sentiments of Indian manufacturers. The article encapsulates the evolution of sentiments of Indian manufacturers during the pandemic as captured through the Quarterly Industrial Outlook Survey, IOS, conducted during 2019-21 and gauges the expected recovery process in the manufacturing sector. Moving on, Finance Minister's Address. The 593rd meeting of the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank was held on February 14, 2022 at New Delhi under the chairmanship of Sri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, Srimati Nirmala Sitharaman, Honorable Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs. In her address to the directors of the Central Board, outlined the thinking behind the Union Budget 2022-23 and the priorities of the government. Complimenting the Finance Minister on the budget, the board members made various suggestions for the consideration of the government. The board in its meeting reviewed the current economic situation, global and domestic challenges. The board also felicitated Sri N. Chandrasekharan, Director, on being awarded Padma Bhushan. Central Board Nomination. The central government has nominated Sri Sanjay Malhotra, Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, Government of India, as a director on the Central Board of Reserve Bank of India, Vice Sri Debashish Panda. The nomination of Sri Sanjay Malhotra is effective from February 16, 2022 and until further orders. And in the final section, data releases. Important data releases by the Reserve Bank of India in the month of February 2022 are as follows. 1. India's international trade in services for the month of December 2021. 2. Survey on international trade and banking services 2020-2021. 3. Overseas direct investment for January 2022. 4. Results of forward-looking surveys. 5. India's invisibles for the second quarter, July to September of 2021-2022. 6. Payment system indicators. 7. Data on credit and deposits of scheduled commercial banks, SCBs. And 8. Sectoral deployment of bank credit. That's all in this edition of Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. We welcome your feedback at mcir@rbi.org.in. So until next time, it's bye for now. That's all in this edition of Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. We welcome your feedback at mcir@rbi.org.in. So until next time, it's bye for now.